In CI News this week, the Scottish Parliament refuses to endorse state-sponsored suicide, peers vote to allow women to have late-term abortions for any reason without sanction, and a poll reveals popular support for Christian involvement in the way Britain is governed. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 20th of March. I'm Joanna Tim. The Scottish Parliament has rejected the most recent attempt by activists to legalise assisted suicide. In a conscience vote, MSPs defeated Liam McCarthy's assisted dying for terminally ill adults bill by 69 votes to 57, with one abstention. The bill has fallen and will not be debated further. The Christian Institute's director, Kieran Kelly, gave thanks to God for Holyrood's third refusal to endorse state-sponsored suicide in 16 years.
Well, this is wonderful news. It's a wonderful result. We really give thanks to God. And I want to thank our supporters as well, because so many of them have been in touch with MSPs. This is a really important moment. And it has been very clearly said that the Scottish Parliament does not want to see vulnerable people pressured, coerced into feeling like a burden and taking their own lives through assisted suicide. This needs to be the end of this debate for years to come. And what we need to move to now is having a good debate about how best to provide palliative care to the most vulnerable people in society. So I want people to rejoice with us that this has been a victory for hope and for compassion and for dignity against the Council of Despair from assisted suicide.
During the Holyrood debate, several MSPs highlighted the dangers assisted suicide would pose to the vulnerable.
A society that leaves someone with a terminal diagnosis believing that their only options are to either endure intolerable suffering or end their life prematurely is a society that has failed them. I refuse to accept that these are the only two choices available. There must be a third one, one that gives people comfort, relief and, yes, dignity in their death without sending the message that ending their life is the only option available to them.
I want you to imagine that you've heard on numerous occasions the words, "I'd rather die than live like you." How do you think you would feel watching this debate? I think you would rightly feel terrified. President, I know that those on the other side will say that this bill only affects those with terminal illness, but have you seen time and again in other jurisdictions, this bill marks the beginning of a story, not the end.
For me, society must surely always have a respect for the sanctity of life, and that must include the medical profession's commitment to saving lives. And I continue to worry about a situation whereby we hand ultimate power to doctors with the possibility that voluntary action could lead to involuntary action.
The House of Lords has voted to allow women in England and Wales to kill their unborn babies at any stage of pregnancy without sanction. During a debate on the Crime and Policing Bill, peers voted to reject Baroness Monckton's amendment to remove the controversial clause 208 by 185 votes to 148.
Clause 208 would allow mothers to self-administer the abortion of the unborn child for any reason, at any stage of pregnancy, right up to full term. This is not just its consequential effect, it is its intended effect.
They also rejected an amendment by Baroness Stroud to reinstate in-person consultations with a doctor to procure abortion pills by 191 votes to 119. A return to such appointments removed during lockdown would have better protected against women taking the pills after the 10-week legal limit. As the voting continued late into the night, another amendment, which would grant retroactive pardons to anyone previously criminalised under abortion law, passed. The Institute's Deputy Director, Simon Calvert, said peers have shown little regard for public feeling, which is strongly opposed to this. They have dehumanised the unborn to a shocking new degree, and they have abandoned women. Those of us who care about the unborn and their mothers must renew our efforts to expose the consequences of what our politicians have done today so that one day it can be reversed. And finally, a new poll has revealed that a majority of the British public think Christianity has something positive to offer the way Britain is governed. More than half of those surveyed agreed that if Britain continues to move away from its Christian roots, it will be to the detriment of future generations. Pollster Andrew Hawkins, whose company Whitestone Insight conducted the research, observed, "People are often not aware of the contribution Christianity has made to the world around us. When they understand that contribution, it does make them sit up and take notice." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.